Listener supported. WNYC Studios. Snap Nation. I'm going to put it just like this. Y'all are incredible. People are stepping up to keep storytelling that matters on the map at snapjudgment.org. Thank you for being a part of this. And if you haven't reached for your checkbook yet, let me tell you something. You want to be part of this community because snappers are the coolest, most interesting, sexiest, thoughtful folk on the planet. Are you with us? Support Snap Storytelling at snapjudgment.org. Join this team. Every donation, no matter how small, counts, and no matter how big, if you know what I'm saying. Snapjudgment.org. Thanks. I grew up knowing that the empty seat at our Thanksgiving table belonged to my grandfather. A violent altercation on a trip a long time ago. No one knew if they were officially members of the Klan, but that didn't change the fact I never got to meet them. Just black man down, bow your head, pay your respects. Maybe that's why I loved him so fiercely. The old folks told me that I shared his respect for words, that my stride down the street mirrored his to the T, that I should know my large forehead was borrowed. Him, my hero, the ghost. Then I asked my grandmother for the thousandth time to tell me about her husband. And I don't know why she finally said what she said then. I don't. She and I, alone in the room she went to die, she told me that my grandfather was a bad man that treated her in a bad way. And she thought there was no greater evil in all the world until that band of devils met him on the side of a southern highway. No, Granny. And gave him what he didn't quite deserve. No, Granny. Not because of his evil, Granny. But because he, a light-skinned black man, almost but not quite white, stopped in exactly the wrong place to ask for help for his flat tire. Granny. Granny. She never spoke about it again. Never spoke on this side of the veil. And I never stopped thinking, imagining who my hero really was. Who he was really. That night he stepped out of his car and met the Klan. Well, today on Snap Judgment, we're not going to break down on the side of the road. No. But from a nice cocoon of radio safety, we're going to look this horror in the eye. Snap Judgment proudly presents The Klan. Amazing stories from real people dealing with some of the oldest hate we have. My name is Glenn Washington. Now you know why I can't even wear bathrobes when you're listening. Listen. To Snap Judgment.